Parshas Shemini. At the end of Parshas Tzav, we learned how Hashem told Moshe that on Chaf Gimel Adar, he should begin teaching and training Aaron and his sons the very special work that they're going to do in the Mishkan. Hashem told Moshe to train Aaron and his sons how to put on the begadim, the very special clothes of the Kohanim, and how to bring the Karbanos. Also, that Moshe should build up the Mishkan every morning and take it apart at night. And also that Moshe should bring special Karbanos each day. And this is what Moshe did. On each of the 7 days, Moshe set up the Mishkan and took it apart again. And he also brought the special Karbanos that Hashem told him to. The 8th and the final day finally came. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Hashem said to Moshe, "Today you should set up the Mishkan, but do not take it apart again. Also, for the very first time, Aaron and his sons will bring the Karbanos. And I will send a fire from heaven to burn up the Karbanos." Moshe called Aaron and told him Hashem's words, that on this day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Aaron is going to do the work in the Mishkan as a Kohen Gadol. Moshe also told the 70 elders that they should come and watch and see how Aaron is going to do the work in the Mishkan and bring the Karbanos, and how Hashem is going to send down the very special fire from heaven to eat up the Karbanos. When Moshe called Aaron, he said to him, "When Hashem told me that for 7 days I should act like the Kohen Gadol and do the very, very special work in the Mishkan, I had a thought in my mind, maybe I will be the one to continue this position of being the Kohen Gadol. But Hashem wants you to be the Kohen Gadol. I will not have this chus. That's because when Hashem told me to go to Mitzrayim to take the Yidden out, I first refused. And because of that, I do not have the schus of being Kohen Gadol. Instead, you will be the Kohen Gadol." "But Moshe, how can I do that to you?" said Aaron. "You worked so hard in building up this Mishkan, and now I'm going to take for myself such a special position, such a job of being the Kohen Gadol? I can't do this to you, Moshe."
"Don't worry, Aaron. Don't you remember when you found out that I'm going to lead the Yidden out of Mitzrayim? What did you say then? You were very happy. You weren't jealous. You weren't upset. You were very happy. So now I am also very happy that you are going to be the Kohen Gadol. That's it. And Hashem wants you on this day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan to start your very special work." It was then that Moshe told Aaron, "Now after the 7 days are over, today is the 8th day of preparation. On this 8th day, you're going to bring 2 Karbanos of your own, and you're going to bring it on the Mizbeach. First you're going to bring a calf, a young cow, that will be a Karban Chatas, and then you're going to bring a ram as a Karban Oila." The reason Aaron is going to bring a calf is in order that he should get forgiveness from Hashem for the sin of the golden calf. Now these 2 Karbanos that Aaron is going to bring should be bought with his own money. Then Moshe told him
that he should also bring certain karbanos for all the Yidden. He should bring five kinds of karbanos. First of all, he should bring a goat as a karban chatas. Why a goat? Well, that is in order that the Yidden should be forgiven for a certain sin that was done by Yaakov's sons. That was when they sold Yosef as a slave, they slaughtered a goat and dipped Yosef's beautiful ksaines pasim, his beautiful garment, into it, in order to trick their father Yaakov into believing that a wild animal killed Yosef. It is for this reason that Aaron is going to bring a carbon chatos from a goat for the Yidden, in order that they should be forgiven for this sin. Then another carbon was a calf. That was a carbon oila. You can surely guess for what purpose was this carbon. That's right, that the Yidden should be forgiven for having made the golden calf. Then a third carbon was a lamb. Why a lamb? That's in order to remind Hashem of the special schus of Yitzchak, who was brought to the Akedah by his father Avraham, just like a lamb who was brought to be slaughtered. Then a fourth kind of carbon was two animals for a carbon shlamim, an ox and a ram. And then came the fifth carbon, was a carbon mincha, that is, flour and oil. When the Yidden heard about the karbanes that are going to be brought now in this newly built up Mishkan, they asked, when will the Shechina finally come into the Mishkan and reveal itself? That we should know that Hashem has forgiven us for the sin of the golden calf? Yes, the Yidden were wondering. They had this question in their mind because they watched Moshe for 7 days, bringing karbanos, building up the Mishkan, taking it apart, and still they didn't see any revelation. They didn't see that the Shekhinah should come down. Moshe promised the Yidden, today, Rishchodesh Nisan, the Shekhinah will come down and will burn up the karbanos that Aaron is going to bring. When the Yidden heard this, they got so happy. They were so besimcha and they started to prepare all the karbanos that were necessary. When all the animals for the karbanos were ready, it was now Aaron's turn to begin doing his work. But he didn't want to step up to the Mizbeach. Come, Aaron, Moshe called out. Come on, why don't you go do your work as the Kohen Gadol? Hashem chose you as the Kohen Gadol. Go ahead and do the Avodah. Do the very special work. Aaron still did not want to go to the Mizbeach. Why didn't he want to walk over to the Mizbeach? Our Chachamim tell us that when Aaron looked at the Mizbeach, he noticed something on the Mizbeach that made him feel very sad. What did he see? Well, on the four corners of the top of the Mizbeach, there are four squares sticking up, sticking out of the Mizbeach upwards. These four small squares looked, in a certain way, like the horns of a bull, and therefore reminded Aaron of the golden calf. And it reminded him of the sin in which he had a share. And therefore he felt very embarrassed, he felt very uncomfortable of going over and doing such a holy work. He didn't feel that he deserves to do such a special avodah. Moshe then called out and said,
Aaron, you don't have to be afraid. Hashem has forgiven you already. When Aaron heard this, he felt much better. And he went up on the Mizbeach. He right away started to do the very special work. First of all, he brought his own karbanos, the two karbanos that he was supposed to bring for himself as a Kohen Gadol, and then the karbanos for all the Yidden. The sons of Aharon, the Kohanim, have now for the very first time also taken a share in the Avodah, in this work. Now, as soon as Aharon finished bringing the karbanos and doing everything he had to do on the Mizbeach, he turned to the Yidden and blessed them. He said the very special bracha, which is called Birkas Koyanim. Yevorechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yo'er Hashem panav eilecha v'chunecha, Yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yosem lecha shalom. After he benched the Yidden, he came down from the Mizbeach. The yard of the Mishkan was filled up with the Yidden as they watched what Aaron was doing. The people were wondering, where is the fire from Hashem? Yes, the Yidden asked Moshe, you made us work so hard to get this Mishkan built up, in order that the Shekhinah should rest in the Mishkan, and that we should know that Hashem had forgiven us for the sin of the Egel Hazav, for the golden calf. And now we're watching for 7 days all the work that has been done, and the Shekhinah still didn't come down yet. And Moshe answered them, watch and you will see that it's through the work that Aaron is going to do on the 8th day that's going to bring the Shekhinah down. And then you will see that Hashem has chosen Aaron to be the Kohen Gadol. But now that the 8th day has come, and Aaron is still waiting, and all the Yidden are waiting for the fire to come, Aaron asked Moshe, I don't understand. Is it possible that Hashem is not happy with my Avodah and didn't accept it? That's why he's not sending the fire down? Maybe Hashem is still angry with me because of my sin. And that's why the Shekhinah is not coming down to the Yidden. You see, Moshe, now you told me to come here, to go in, and now I'm all embarrassed. Immediately Moshe went in with him into the Mishkan, and they begged Hashem for mercy. And then the Shekhinah came down. As soon as they left the Mishkan, they came out to the Yidden and benched them. Yehi ratzon, it should be the will of Hashem, she'tishre Shekhinah b'maseh yideichem, that the Shekhinah should rest in the Mishkan, which is the work of your hands. And finally, the fire of the Shekhinah came. All the Yidden witnessed. They saw a pillar of fire come down from the Shemayim. It went right into the Ohel Moed, into the tent, and then moved out to the Azara, and burned up all the Karbanos that were on the Mizbeach, and then stayed and settled on the Mizbeach. Yes, the fire remained on the Mizbeach from then on. And when the Yidden saw this, they saw this great miracle, they fell on their faces, and they rejoiced, and they praised Hashem. On that day, the Yidden felt like it was their chasana. The day the Yidden got the Torah was like when a chasan gets engaged with a kala. And on the day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when the Shekhinah came down to the Mishkan, the Yidden felt that that was the day of their chasana. The Yidden then had the great Ruach HaKodesh that rested upon them, and they sang the words of Tehillim, Perek Lamed Gimel, Ranunu Tzadikim BaHashem. rejoice in Hashem, tzaddikim, that is, all the Yidden. And do you know, when they fell on their faces, another miracle happened. Suddenly, everyone had enough room to fall flat on the ground, to bow to Hashem, even though while they were standing, there was hardly any room for themselves. They were all crowded together. And now a miracle happened that they were able to lay down, flap, and spread out, and bow to Hashem. Yes, that was the first day of Nisan, such a special day. It was since the beginning of creation that Hashem chose this day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, to have 10 special things. First of all, that it should come out on the first day of the week, on Sunday, just like the very first day of creation, to show that what's happening here, that the Shekhinah comes down to the Mishkan, is connected with the first day of creation, to show that the whole purpose of the creation was in order that the Shekhinah should come down to this world. Another very special thing that happened on the Rosh Chodesh Nisan was that the 12 Nesiim, the 12 leaders of the Shvatim, of the Yidden, started to bring their very special karbanos for the Mishkan. You see, it was from the first day of Nisan that every day the Nasi, the leader of each Shevet, was to bring from that Shevet a special gift for the Mishkan. This gift was with karbanos, ketores, many, many different things that we're going to learn more about in Parshas Nasai, in Chumash Bamidbar, Mirta Hashem. It was on the first day of Nisan that the Nesiim began bringing their karbanos. Each day was another Nasi bringing for his Shevet. Yes, during the first 12 days of Nisan, every Shevet had their turn in bringing a special gift for the Mishkan. And it all began when? Yes, on the first day of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that's already the second special thing of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. A third thing is that it was now for the first time that the Kayanim did the Avaida. Until now, it was the Bechayrim, the firstborn, who did this work. And now it was the Kayanim. And that started on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. A fourth thing was that now for the first time, the karbanos of all the Yidden together, the karbanos tzibur, were brought on the Mizbeach for Hashem. A fifth thing was that it was on this day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that the very special fire came down from the Shemayim and burned up the karbanos. Number six, for the first time, the karbanos were to be eaten only in certain places that the Torah tells us about. Until then, the karbanos were allowed to be eaten anywhere. Number seven, it was on this day that the Shekhinah came down and rested in the Mishkan. Number eight, on this day, the Kayanim blessed the Yidden for the first time with a very special bracha, Birkas Kayanim. Number nine, it was now for the very first time that the Yidden were told that the only place that they can bring karbanos is in the Mishkan, on the Mizbeach. Until then, the Yidden were allowed to bring karbanos on their private Mizbeach that they would build up, or on a bama. But from then on, the only place for karbanos to be brought is on the Mizbeach in the Mishkan. And then comes number 10. It was for the very first time since the Torah was given that Nisan became the first month of the year. That's right. Whenever the Torah says the first month, it means Chodesh Nisan. And that began on the very first day of the Chodesh Nisan of that year, that day when the Shekhinah came down to the Yidden. You can just imagine how close the Yidden felt to Hashem, how happy they were. They felt that Hashem loves them so much, and so did they feel their love towards Hashem. And now the Torah tells us the story about Nadav and Avihu. Aaron had four sons, Nadav, Avihu, Elazar, and Isamar. Nadav and Avihu were both extra special people. They were such great and holy tzaddikim. As we're going to see later, that Moshe said to Aaron that Nadav and Avihu are even greater than them, than Moshe and Aaron. And here the Torah tells us about a certain act, something that Nadav and Avihu did. And we're going to see what happened to them by doing that act. Just like all the Yidden, Nadav and Avihu felt very happy and praised Hashem that the Shekhinah came down to this world and settled in the Mishkan. Now, Nadav and Avihu felt that if it's so special, this great Kedusha that came down to this world, they want to show their great love to Hashem. They want to show how much closer they want to get to Hashem. So they wanted to do something to express their love, to show their great love to Hashem. They came up with an idea. They knew that from all the karbanos and all the things that are done in the Mishkan, the greatest thing was the ketores, the burning of the special spices in the Mishkan. They had a feeling that by bringing the ketores, that's going to bring down the Shekhinah even more, and that will bring them closer to Hashem. So they went ahead and they took a pan, which is used for ketores. They put fire on it, and then they put the ketores on the fire. While they did this, they hoped that just like their father Aaron has caused the Shekhinah to come down by doing his avodah of bringing the karbanos on the Mizbeach, they will be able to bring even a greater kedusha down to the Mishkan and bring themselves closer to Hashem by bringing the ketores and burning it as they were doing now. And do you know what happened? The Torah tells us, "Vateitze eish melifnei Hashem." A fire came down from heaven, from Hashem. Yes, just like what happened when Aaron brought his karbanos, the Torah says, "Vateitze eish melifnei Hashem," that a fire came down from heaven. And what they did, Nadav and Avihu, also brought that a special kedusha, a special Shekhinah, should come down from before Hashem. A fire came down, but do you know what the fire did? The Torah tells us, the fire came down in the form of four strings, four threads. Two threads went into the two nostrils of Nadav's nose, and the other two threads of fire went through the nostrils of the nose of Avihu. And when it went into them, it burnt them inside, that their neshama left their body, and they passed away.
Now, why did they pass away? If they did such a holy thing, such a special thing which brought the Shekhinah, Bateitze Eish, it brought down the fire just like what Aaron did. But the answer is, as the Torah says, they brought Eish Zara, because the fire that they brought was a strange one. Hashem did not command them to do so. As the Torah says, Asher Loi Tziva Oysam, Hashem never gave them such a mitzvah to do. You see, when a Yid does a mitzvah, he becomes attached to Hashem. But since Hashem wants us to be in this world and continue to do mitzvahs, Hashem gives us a special koyach, the strength, that even though we get attached to Hashem, we should still be in this world and keep on doing more mitzvahs. But they were never commanded by Hashem to bring this ketitus. They did it on their own. So they didn't have that special koyach to remain in this world. The neshamas, so to speak, just went out of their bodies. It got so close to Hashem. They felt so close that they didn't want to return. They just wanted to become united and so closely attached to Hashem. And that's what happened to them. Their neshamas went out and did not return back into their body. Now, you may ask, if what Nadav and Avihu has done was such a great and holy thing, why did they end up dying and passing away? Our Chachamim tell us that it was because they did it on their own, without asking. They had Moshe Rabbeinu in front of them, Moshe their teacher. Yes, you cannot do things on your own. Even though you may think that you know the Torah already, you know Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to ask your Rebbe first. And that's why, even though Nadav and Avihu thought that they're doing the right thing, but they should have asked their Rebbe first. That is, they should have asked Moshe Rabbeinu. And as Rashi tells us, that Rabbi Eliezer says that the sons of Aaron died only because they decided on their own without listening to Moshe and hearing his opinion first. They should have asked Moshe first and hear what Moshe has to say about it, and not to make such a decision on their own in front of Moshe. And you know, what they did, even though their intentions were good, they did it for a good reason, but there really was something wrong with it. And that is, we know, why did Hashem give the Torah to the Yidden on Har Sinai, on a mountain? Hashem could have taken all the Yidden up to the Shemayim and give them the Torah in the Shemayim and then bring them back down to the world and they'll start doing the mitzvahs. No. Hashem gave the Torah to the Yidden as they were on this world, on earth, by Har Sinai. Why? Because the whole purpose of why Hashem created this world was in order that the Yidden should do mitzvahs in this world through using their body, through using their hands, their feet, their head, their eyes, their nose, their ears, every part of our body, and using everything around us in the material world, everything that we see in this world that we are allowed to use, we should use it for the sake of Hashem. That is, by taking an apple, for example, and saying a bracha, and eating it, and then a bracha acharina, then, by using the strength that we got from eating this apple, we use the strength to serve Hashem. That's how we make this apple holy. Yes, before it was just a plain apple, and now it's used for serving Hashem. And the same thing is, if you take bricks and you build up a house, and in the house you do mitzvahs,
or you build up a yeshiva or a shul with it, or as it was in the Mishkan, that the Yidden used so many things, different kind of materials, to build up a Mishkan, and then what's done with it? That's right, it's used for karbanos, it's used for many mitzvahs. And what happens? It becomes a place for the Shechina, for the great Kedusha. And that is, in fact, the purpose, the reason why Hashem created this whole world. In order that we should use all of the things in this world to make them full of holiness, to bring the Shechina down into this world, not just into the Mishkan, but as our Chachamim say, that Hashem wants to rest the Shechina within every single Jew and within every single thing in this world that you use for Hashem, you use it for the mitzvahs. What did Nadav and Avihu do? They wanted to get closer to Hashem. So they did something which they felt will bring them so much closer to Hashem. But you know what they forgot? Hashem wants them to stay on this world. Hashem doesn't want them to leave their bodies. But they wanted to leave their bodies, to stay away from this world, to go higher and higher, and get closer and closer to Hashem, until their neshamas left and did not come back. And that was wrong, because that was against the whole purpose of creation. Hashem created this world in order that we should be in our body and have a healthy body in order to serve Hashem and do the mitzvahs properly. True, it's so much easier if a person locks himself away from the world and just sits day and night and learns Torah and he davens and he makes himself holier and holier and getting closer and closer to Hashem. And he forgets about everyone else around him. He doesn't look at anybody. He doesn't speak to anybody. He just does Torah and mitzvahs. He takes care of himself to get closer and closer to Hashem, to get holier and holier. But that's not why Hashem put us on this world. Hashem put us here in order that we should be amongst people and set a good example for the people. Teach the people about the Torah and mitzvahs. Teach the people about Hashem and how to serve Hashem in the right way. Teach the people around you how you can use all the things in the world to build a Mishkan for Hashem. That is, to use all the things around you for mitzvahs. You eat in order to have strength to serve Hashem. Also, when you sleep, or when you play, or whatever you do, and all the things that you use, your clothing, your house, a car, a bus, a train, a telephone, anything that we use in this world, we can use it for Torah and mitzvahs. And that's the lesson we learn from this parsha. How important it is to remember why Hashem put us in this world in order to stay in our body. True, we want to get closer to Hashem, just like Nadav and Avihu, but we remember what does Hashem want from us, to do it in the right way. And do you know what? If we do it in the right way, so then instead of having to leave this world to get closer to Hashem, we're working the other way. We're bringing Hashem down to this world. That's right. We're going to bring the great, great Kedusha of Hashem into this world. And this we are going to witness with our eyes by the Geula, when we're going to see the Shechina come into this world. And not just the Shechina the way it was in the Mishkan, but in a much, much holier way. Now, what happened to Nadav and Avihu after they passed away? Well, when Aaron HaKohen found out about this, he began to cry. My sons and I must have sinned so greatly.
That's why Hashem had sent this punishment.
Moshe told Aaron, don't cry. It's not because of any sin that your sons have done. In fact, they are very great tzaddikim. Hashem has even hinted it to me by Har Sinai. Hashem told me then, v'niktash b'chvedi, that the Mishkan will become very holy by someone who is very, very close to Hashem. And I thought that it's either by me or by you. Now I see that it was through Nadav and Avihu that the Mishkan became very holy. Yes, by Hashem making Nadav and Avihu pass away, it shows that the Mishkan is not a place where people can do things on their own without asking. Everything has to go according to the command of Hashem. This was a great Kiddush Hashem. It shows all the Yidden that everyone must listen to Hashem. And it was through your two sons, Nadav and Avihu, who are such great tzaddikim, that Hashem has shown this. Yes, this is what Moshe told Aaron in the name of Hashem. That his two sons, Nadav and Avihu, have such special places in Olam Haba, in the highest places near the Shekhinah, which is even greater than the places of Moshe and Aaron. When Aaron realized that his sons passed away because they were such great tzaddikim, he stopped crying. Not only did he stop crying from the outside, but also in his heart, he accepted Hashem's judgment. As a reward for his silence, Hashem gave Aaron something special. That is, that Hashem said the next mitzvah to Aaron directly. Not as usual, that Hashem spoke to Moshe to tell Aaron, but rather, Hashem spoke directly to Aaron to tell him the next mitzvah, which is for him and the Kohanim. Moshe then called the Leviim, Mishael and Elzaphan, who were the sons of Uziel. Uziel was a brother of Amram, Moshe's father. So that means Moshe called his cousins, Mishael and Elzaphan, and told them, take the bodies of Nadav and Avihu and remove them outside of the camp of all the Yidden. Take off the Bigdei Kohuna from them, the holy clothes of the Kohanim, and then bury them. Now why didn't Moshe tell Elazar and Isamar, the brothers of Nadav and Avihu, to take care of this? Why did he call Mishael and Elzaphan instead? Well, the reason is because on that day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the sons of Aaron were just like a Kohen Gadol. That's right, even though it was Aaron who was the Kohen Gadol, but they had the holiness on that day like a Kohen Gadol. And a Kohen Gadol is never allowed to go out of the Mishkan, not even if someone very close in his family passes away. As you're going to learn later, that a Kohen Gadol is never allowed to get himself tamei, even for a very close relative. And that's why Elazar and Isamar, the brothers of Nadav and Avihu, were not allowed to touch their bodies and not allowed to get themselves tamei. If it wasn't Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then any Kohen is allowed to get himself tamei if it's a very, very close relative of his that passed away. A Kohen Gadol can never get himself tamei, even if it's a very close relative. And on this day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hashem made Elazar and Isamar just as holy as Aaron the Kohen Gadol.
And that's why Hashem did not want them to stop anything of the Mishkan, not to go out of the Mishkan, and not to do anything at all to mourn and to show their sadness for the passing of their brothers, Nadav and Avihu. Hashem said, "Do not let your hair grow wild, and do not tear your clothes, like someone usually does when someone very close to them passes away. Also, their very own karbanos that they brought for themselves, they were not supposed to stop doing on that day." Yes, Hashem wants them to continue staying in the Mishkan. They should continue to do their avodah and let all the Yidden cry for the passing away of Nadav and Avihu. Yes, when a Talmud Chacham passes away, it's just like it's your closest relative. And since Nadav and Avihu were such great Talmidei Chachamim, that's why all the Yidden will cry over their passing away. And so Elazar and Isamar can stay in the Mishkan with their father Aaron HaKohen and continue the Avodah. And now Hashem spoke directly to Aharon. Even though Hashem usually spoke to Moshe and told Moshe about the mitzvahs that Moshe was supposed to tell Aharon and to all the Yidden, but now Hashem gave a very special reward to Aharon that he spoke to him directly. Aharon deserved this reward because he obeyed Hashem when Hashem told him not to show any signs of sadness, not to cry, but rather to continue doing the Avodah, and Aharon accepted it and became silent, did not cry, and just continued doing the very special Avodah of this day. Hashem told Aharon, a Kohen should not drink wine before entering the Mishkan to do any Avodah. Even just a revi'is of wine, which is about 3 or 4 ounces, he should not drink before he's going to go into the Mishkan. The reason is, in order that he should have a clear mind to be able to serve Hashem in the Mishkan 100% good, the way Hashem wants.